A Jewish Journal article. The Shemitah Debate. A Clash of Utopias. The proper observance of Shemitah has been a topic of perennial debate in Israel's Orthodox community for the last 130 years. The rules of the sabbatical year, Shemitah, require farmers to desist from working their fields and to open up their fields, and all the produce within them, to anyone. But the Jewish agricultural communities established in the late 1800s were worried that Shemitah could undermine their viability, and that they simply could not afford to shut down for the entire year. At the time, the idea of a Heder Metzorah was first proposed by several religious Zionist rabbis and endorsed by Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, the leading halakhic authority of the time. The Heder Metzorah means permission through a sale. It employs a mechanism where the fields are sold to non-Jews for the Shemitah year, and the Jewish farmer continues to work the very same field. After the conclusion of the Shemitah year, the Jewish farmer buys the field back. Even within the religious Zionist community, there have been harsh opponents of the Heder Metzorah. The religious Zionist pioneer Rabbi Yeshiel Michel Pines wrote the following about the observance of Shemitah in 1889. "The commandment of Shemitah has been an essential limb of our religion, one without which we cannot live. And now comes the first Shemitah in our settlements, and suddenly there appears the Merciful Ones, the sons of Merciful Ones, who have compassion on the colonists without even asking their opinions, and make a great tumult searching the world for a way to offer a halakhic permission to work the fields on Shemitah, and cut a limb off the Jewish people." These passionate words underline how important Shemitah is to Judaism. But why is Shemitah so significant? There are four theories in the commentaries regarding the purpose of Shemitah: to recognize God's sovereignty, to support the poor, to offer the farmer a sabbatical year of contemplation, and to honor and protect the land. What is most fascinating is that there is a strong biblical basis for all four theories. In this week's Parsha, the Torah describes the Shemitah year as a Shabbat. Shemitah also the seventh year, a seven, just like Shabbat. This suggests that similar to Shabbat, the purpose of Shemitah to recognize God's sovereignty over the world he created. The Talmud emphasizes this point when it says, "The Holy One, blessed be he, said to the Jewish people, plant for 6 years, and withhold during the seventh year, so that you will know that the land is mine." Shemitah centers on the importance of caring for the poor as well. In Exodus 23:11, the Torah says that the Shemitah a time when the farmer opens their fields to everyone, and, "Let the needy among your people eat of it, and what they leave let the wild beasts eat." Another rule of the Shemitah year also concerns the poor. The forgiveness of unpaid loans enables the bankrupt to get out of debt. Charity is one of the chief purposes of Shemitah. The Torah also associates the Shemitah year with study and contemplation. The mitzvah of Hakhel follows the Shemitah year. At Hakhel, the entire nation gathers at the temple to hear the king read the entire Torah. Hakhel's connection to Shemitah has to do with the importance of learning. Ibn Ezra offers the fascinating theory that Hakhel occurs at the beginning of the Shemitah year, to inaugurate a year of communal learning. And like Shabbat, Shemitah meant to be dedicated to learning. In contrast to Ibn Ezra, the Talmud says Hakhel takes place right after the end of the Shemitah year. Even so, the connection between Shemitah and learning is clear. Finally, the Torah describes the land of Israel as desiring the Shemitah. Lev. 26-34, and the land observing the Shemitah. Abravanel sees this as highlighting the unique holiness of the land of Israel. As a holy land, it too must be distinguished by a holy year of Shemitah. The holiness of the land of Israel requires the land itself to have its own Sabbath, and to rest in a sabbatical year. A very different land-centered explanation is offered by the Rambam. He explains that the rest has a very practical purpose, because the land improves when it remains fallow for some time. To the Rambam, Shemitah is simply good agronomy. Why does the Torah give so many different purposes for Shemitah? Perhaps because together, these four ideas represent a vision of returning to utopia. The farming life is bone-crushing and competitive, and alienates the farmers socially and spiritually. In the Shemitah year, farmers are able to reclaim their true self. In this year, they connect more deeply to God, their fellow man, and even the very land they farm each day. Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Cook described the utopian beauty of Shemitah this way: "What Shabbat does for the individual, Shemitah does for the nation as a whole. Ellipsis. Our mundane lives, with their toil, anxiety, anger, and competition, cannot entirely extinguish our creative force. On the Shemitah, our pure, inner spirit may be revealed as it truly is. Yet despite having such a profound appreciation of the beauty of Shemitah, Rabbi Cook and many others supported the Heder Metzirah because of the practical issues involved. In the earliest years of the agricultural settlements, there was a real concern that shutting the farms for a year might cause those settlements to fail. There is some debate today whether those concerns are still relevant in 2022, in a country that has a well-developed agricultural sector. But there is a strong case to be made that they remain a serious issue. Currently, a small percentage of the population, and an even smaller percentage of the farmers, observe Shemitah. If Shemitah were a reality for the entire country, it would wreak havoc on the economy. Consider the supply chain implications of shutting down all of Israel's farms for an entire year, and finding completely new sources for all agricultural products. Those who are stringent on Shemitah actually have to give thanks to those who are not. Otherwise, there would be runaway inflation and persistent shortages every Shemitah. While practical concerns motivated the rabbis who proposed the Heder Metzirah, their ruling stood on solid halakhic ground. The status of Shemitah in contemporary times is not completely clear. The majority of medieval authorities consider it to be only rabbinic in nature after the destruction of the temple, and some even see it as simply a custom. In addition, after years of exile, it became unclear which year is actually the Shemitah year, and there is more than one way of reckoning the count of 7 years. Because of this, each Shemitah year carries the status of doubt. Because of these factors, the supporters of the Heder Metzirah felt it was acceptable to circumvent Shemitah by selling farmland to a non-Jew. But this ruling attracted controversy from the very beginning, and that debate continues to rage until this very day. The Heder Metzirah debate is intertwined with multiple other debates within the Orthodox community. Should practical concerns shape how one relates to important religious goals? How significant is Jewish nationalism in a secular Jewish state in halakha? How do we relate to farmers who are secular and are not willing to follow halakha? And all of these debates stand on the foundation of prior medieval debates regarding body versus soul. If there is no flower, there is no Torah, and if there is no Torah, there is no flower. But I would argue that the Heder Metzirah debate is also something else. It is a clash between two utopias, the utopia of the Tanakh and the utopia of the simple Jew. The biblical utopia is the Shemitah, where humanity returns to the Garden of Eden and achieves the original ideals of creation. This is an inspiring goal, but one that in reality remains out of our grasp. Today, Shemitah only practiced by a tiny group of farmers who are supported by charity. The sad irony is that instead of wealthy farmers supporting the poor during Shemitah, it is now the farmers who need the support of others during Shemitah. But there is another utopia, that of the simple Jew. For 2,000 years, he dreamed of returning from exile and having his own home in his own homeland. But this practical nationalist vision is actually a profoundly religious one, one that represents a messianic vision of Vizhavu Banim Legvulam. The children shall return home. To walk in the streets of Israel and see a thriving, living, Jewish state was only a dream in the 1800s, and for the simple Jew, Israel is truly a utopia. And after a journey of 2 millennia, the simple Jew embraces Israel as a slice of heaven, where every fruit tastes sweeter, every day is more beautiful than the next, and every child is exceptional. The Heder Metzirah there to support and strengthen the state of Israel, the utopia of the simple Jew. For those of us who do rely on the Heder Metzirah, it is critical that we don't allow pragmatism to douse our idealism. Even if the utopia of Shemitah eludes us, we must embrace a utopia we all too often take for granted, the state of Israel. Rabbi Chaim Steinmetz is the senior rabbi of Congregation Kehilath Jeshurun in New York.